China is still a beacon for money making, clearly, and GE is expecting to raise its energy-related revenue by 25% a year for the foreseeable future. That's according to this man right here, GE CEO Jeffrey Immelt. He was in Beijing earlier this week. Now, that extra revenue would come from things including gas turbines, wind turbines, and jet engines. Now, exact energy revenue numbers aren't available, but the energy division is one of four of the main divisions that GE has in China. The others are here: aviation, transport, as well as healthcare. And these divisions added this much money to GE's bottom line in 2010, $5 billion. That was a testament to GE's investment in the country. By the year 2014, 3 years from now, it says it wants to double this number to $10 billion. And to help it get there, on Wednesday, the company also announced it would put in some seed money in the form of a challenge called the GE Eco-Imagination Challenge, and that's going to be in the amount of $100 million, and will focus on gas energy innovation projects. But, you know, it's not just GE that's staying plugged into China. Coca-Cola is also committing even more money to the world's most populous country. In August, just last month, it announced it would invest this much money, $4 billion in China in the next 3 years. It also plans to invest in yet another emerging market, and that would be Russia, right here, all in green. And reports also from various news agencies say that Coke could actually open up operations in one other country over here, potentially right here in North Korea. That might be the most emerging of emerging markets.